Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 31 edition of Bergamo Film Meeting. I'm honored to be virtually with Michaela Pavlatova, whose work and our artistic genius will be celebrated at this year's edition. So welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. And I have to laugh when you say about, when you speak about artistic genius, but it is very pleasant. And I feel really honored that Bergamo made such a big retrospective for me.
Yes, because let's remind our listeners that if you're in Bergamo, you can actually watch your complete work, as I understand, like 25 titles, more or less. Is that correct?
It is correct, and I was impressed because it was a really a big work for them, because there are my main short films and animation short films, and also feature films, live action films, but also very tiny pieces which I do, like short animations which I do mostly for myself, where I am trying to experiment, which are not meant for the festivals, but they are still small films. So they just collected everything.
I love it. I love it. I have to say, especially in this moment where we watch so many things, you know, on platforms, and thanks to festivals, we can really enjoy, you know, and share the cinematic experience, you know? So that's the right moment, I think, to watch films together. So, but I was talking about your artistic genius, but because in Italian we say bravi tutti, that means we're all good, you know, with the perfect conditions. But we all know that animation films right now are not the exceptions, but almost the rule in film festivals. They're everywhere, you know. I'm talking about animation cinema that is not meant for kids. I mean, obviously, but I guess and imagine that when you started, it wasn't really like that. How was it?
It is nice that you consider that animation is now also in the cinema. And I think that because maybe other people who don't know so much about it, maybe they have not noticed. But I also think that it's now better time for animation. Yeah. And that finally we can see that some people already can see that animation is not only fun and not only for children.
Exactly.
That there are also longer formats, and that animation can speak also to adult audiences. And this was also intention when I made my long animation film, which is called My Son Imad, which is for adult audience. And I just wanted to prove that in animation you can speak about any topics.
Yeah.
So before, you know, it was the big change was internet, of course, because before they were just festivals of animation, and people, mostly people who were really interested in animation, they found these festivals. But now there is many platforms where you can find animation. And it is very good that people discovered that animation is something special. I think that now people discover it, that animation films exist, that when they want something special, that they can watch animation, and that animation is kind of art which is worth of watching and enjoying. So I'm happy about it.
But I'm curious, why did you, how did you start in the field? Why did you want to become an animator and a director? I mean,
with me it was very simple, and it was kind of coincidence, because I wanted to study illustration at the Academy of Fine Arts, but there was just too many applicants who wanted, too many students who wanted to study illustration. And so then I have noticed that at the Department of Animation Films, there is less applicants. and that it's easier to get to school through animation. So this was, the beginning was very practical. And very soon I discovered how much I love animation, that I can tell stories with images and with the music, and that I can, that I don't need the big team, which I would need in a live action film, but that I can make films almost by myself. And what I like so much about animation is that on the beginning there is nothing. It is only sometimes just a drawing or the puppet, but they don't move and they are waiting for you. I like that you are, that us animators, that we are creating the new universe, which would not exist without us. And this is, I like this until now, this miracle.
I love this.
That you suddenly, that the drawing starts to move. And my way to animation was really simple, because after finishing the school, I started to make short films, short animation films, which were shown before the long films at the normal distribution, because I finished the school long time ago in end of 80s, on the beginning of 90s, when in the Czech cinemas there were still these short films shown. And it was good to have these films on the beginning, because then I was, these films have got some awards at the festivals. And then I was asked to make, I had chances to keep going with my animations.
I was reading, you know, what the Bergamo Film Meeting wrote about you, and that hit me that they were trying to define your poetics. And they said that, you know, there's a pressing rhythm, there's black humor and an exquisite framing architecture combined with a talent for condensing human relationships and feelings into a few minutes. Would you say that it's true? And how would you define, if you could, your poetics, your, the fil rouge of your cinema?
It is interesting what are you saying, because I must read it, what they wrote about me, because it is it is always interesting, and I think that it was only Italian, so I have to put it to Google Translate. But I think that I agree that for me the form is not so important. If you see my films, there are, they look very different. They are drawn in a different style. But I think that what they have common is that, especially in short animations, that I speak about, I like banality, I like daily situations or normal, ordinary life, which is for me inspiration for the stories, that you don't have to go far for inspiration. Inspiration is everywhere, in relationships. And I think that just relationships, or especially between the man and the woman, something that we all know, that it is just in front of our eyes. So I was, this was for me, and it is still, since my very first film, it was my inspiration. So I think that I'm good in normal, banal situations, which I like to watch with the dark humor. So, of course, not everywhere, because not every time, because with my long film, My Son in Mad, it was a different story. So I couldn't put there so much humor. I could not put there so much sexuality. Mm. It was a different topic, and I respected the story. But again, it was a story about love, about family, about relationships. So it was also my story, although it was written by someone else.
One last curiosity. I'm curious about the status of women directors in the cinema field. And, you know, I've asked so many women directors, you know, about that, but never an animator, so a director like you that started and is navigating the animation cinema. So how was the situation of women directors when you started? How is it now? Are there differences? Are there is there equality? What do you feel? What do you think?
I must say that I have only good experience, like being the woman in animation and in film. Maybe it is because in animation, it is a little bit different world than in live-action film. Mm. In animation is not so competitive because animation is still mostly short films. And there are, with the short films, there is not such a market. There are not big money in it. So this is maybe that I think that generally animators are like a peaceful, funny people. and because you cannot get very rich on in short animation films. And so animation, there were always women in animation. But now I see that it is changing even more. And that because I am also teaching animation. Yes. I am head of animation department at Prague's film school called FAMU. We have mostly girls. There is not so many men studying. And those girls are very brave. They are really, really good. But sometimes it's difficult because it is good when it's a mix of boys and girls in the class. And sometimes it's difficult to find some good student who can study because they are good men, because there are mostly girls. Another thing is that maybe because I live, Czech Republic is relatively small, so the competition in my country is not that big as, for example, if I would live in France or in Italy. Yes. Or in United States. So we don't have to compete with so many people. We don't have to compete with so many men. And the last thing is, I think that I built my career step by step. So it is that you start to make the films and they get some awards, and these awards are building some reputation for you, and you are more visible, and especially if you get some, I was lucky that my films have got received some really nice awards like Annecy Crystal or Golden Bear at Berlinale. Mm. Or nomination for an Oscar. And all these things are later in your biography. So then it's also easier to ask for the money for your next project.
Of course.
So it just goes step by step.
Thank you so much, Michaela, for talking to us. And good luck with your retrospective and your next works. It was a pleasure talking to you, and the Bergo Film Meetings audience will be delighted to watch all your films. I wish I could be there.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
And we've been talking to Michaela Pavlatova, whose work will be homaged at the 41st Bergamo Film Meeting. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.